Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program, and you, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us as we go right back into the phone calls and talk again to Rick in Tampa. Rick, you had just begun telling us the story about, was it your sister?
Yes.
Okay, your sister was Baker-acted recently, and I know that's not really a verb, but in Florida, where you live, there's a law called the Baker Act, and there are laws in other states that are similar to the Baker Act, where if indeed a law enforcement officer or, let's see, it's not just law enforcement officers, it's mental health professionals or judges. The Baker Act allows involuntary examination if it's initiated by those groups of people. So if a cop thinks...
For 72 hours, and then they get to decide beyond that.
Right. If a cop thinks that you're crazy in the situation where your sister was pulled over on the side of the road, she's been under a lot of stress, she sort of had a little mental breakdown, the cop decided to use the to invoke the Baker Act, which then allows that person to be examined for up to 72 hours at the Department of Children and Families designated receiving facilities statewide. It says here that many things may occur after the examination, including the release of the individual to the community, a petition for involuntary inpatient placement, involuntary outpatient placement, or voluntary treatment. So one of the things that could come out of this is they could say, you know what, we don't think you're better yet, sweetie. We're going to put you in a mental ward for up to six months. Is that something that that could happen here?
I could easily see that happening. I mean, I'm going to do everything in my power to prevent it. You know, we're going to consult an attorney tomorrow and kind of try and work through it. But the way the situation's been handled so far, you can tell that the government's at work here. You have a system where it seems like they're trying to push so many people through. My sister spent a grand total of 90 seconds approximately with a psychiatrist today. And, based on that, they're going to, you know, continue the Baker Act for the full 72 hours, which only begins after she's checked in. So initially, they took her in to check all of her vitals and things like that. Essentially, she's being detained she's been detained at the hospital and now in the psych ward for 72 hours. So, from talking to some of the hospital workers, one of the things law enforcement officers do is if they pull over perhaps a repeat drunk or something like that, they can also issue a Baker Act, you know, and say that they thought the person was, you know, hallucinating or not right. And that's a far worse sentence than going to jail for one night and posting bail the next day. You know, you go into the psych ward and you're stuck there for 3 days and there's no
right.
way you're getting out.
And then you have the whole stigma attached with it as well. I mean, if you also don't have the rights, if you're arrested, you have the rights to, like, the phone call and all your regular
rights. Right, this isn't an arrest.
Exactly. So you don't have those rights, and it can really mess up people's lives. I mean, it's meant for good, but what you're really doing is just giving more power to officers and police that can be abused.
Right. I presume your sister has some sort of thing she does for a living, right?
Well, yeah, but she's not going to be able to do that for a few days.
Exactly,
yeah.
So if her job was counting on her to show up and, you know, manage a shift or do whatever it is she does tomorrow, she's just not going to be available because some cop thought she deserved to spend time in a mental ward.
Absolutely.
Doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem right. I can understand if maybe a family member, a concerned family member, thought that somebody needed to get some help. Because, I mean, at some point, if you really are dealing with a crazy person, they're not likely to check themselves into a clinic. So, you know, it would make sense that there would be some sort of mechanism for a loved one or someone, you know, your spouse or somebody like that, somebody really close to you to say, you know, I really think that so-and-so should go in and be looked at. Even that, I'm kind of, I don't like the idea of it. I don't like the idea that somebody else could control your life in that way. But for just a cop to make that decision or a judge to make that decision, yeah. That doesn't seem very good.
And when it's something over a parking, like something over a traffic ticket, when someone breaks down because they're pulled over. I mean,
yeah.
My girlfriend says she does that almost every time, but she usually gets let go, not
right.
arrested.
That's
for
usually
it.
What happens. Exactly. So so at this point, she's still in. When did this go down, Rick?
Well, she got checked into the psych ward today at about 3. She was completely lucid. She was, you know, answering questions. We were carrying on conversations, trying to figure out, you know, what led to this, you know, mental collapse.
Right.
We'd actually scheduled an appointment with a psychologist that we chose outside of the hospital that was chosen for us. And, you know, in begging and pleading to, you know, just let us go, we'll treat it ourselves. You know, we'll take her into our care and custody. We'll take responsibility for her. You know, we'll take care of her. She needs to be with her family. She needs to be taken care of instead of, you know, anyone on the hospital staff listening to that. You know, hey, we have this law to follow, and yeah, it may not be right, it may not be a good thing, but it is the law, and we have to follow it. And that's the story I kept hearing over and over again from all the different RNs and doctors I talked to.
Once again, another problem with government and its one-size-fits-all solutions. Because the law says this, they must obey it, even if the best thing to do would be to let her go into the arms of the people that care the most about her, her friends and her family. It's just tragic. And please give us an update on the story, okay, when you learn more and as more develops, Rick. Will you call us back?
Yes, I will.
Thanks for the call, dude, and good luck. 800-259-9231. Not a situation that you want to get involved in, that you don't wish it on anybody. The state has your loved one. The state has somebody that you care about in their custody, and they're going to do what they're going to do. You can beg and you can plead, and all you can really do is hope that somebody decides in your favor, and hope that the state, I mean, I imagine it's probably similar to the jail system, where they get paid based on how many inmates they have. Hopefully the state doesn't decide they need another person in their mental health ward and shuffle around over there for another 6 months.
It what's also disturbing is, you know, I work with you 6 nights a week, and, you know, like, you may have some disturbingly unusual political beliefs,
mm-hmm.
but I know you're not really crazy. You're not a danger to yourself and others.
No.
But some psychologists may very well say you have some kind of paranoia streak because you believe the government is out to get you, after you, and
oh, no, they're not after me.
You.
They could get me if they wanted to.
I mean,
I'm not hiding.
Well, they might say something just like that, though.
Yeah.
One thing I'm wondering about this is, who foots the bill for all this? Is this all just going on the taxpayer dole, or what's going on here with that? With
That's a good question.
Wise?
Does the family get a bill after the 72 hours?
Because inpatient mental care is very expensive. I mean, just a few nights you can be talking about thousands of dollars, and whether that's going to the family or the tax dollar, when a family is there saying, we want to take care of this person, they're our family member, we want to take them home, we'll take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's footing the bill, I mean, that's something to think about just in itself.
Excellent question, and if Rick calls back to give us the rest of the story, we'll ask him that, because I'm sure they don't know.
The taxpayer's paying that.
Well, now you're saying the taxpayer's going to pay it, but if they slap the family with a you know, $10,000 bill after all said and done, then that'll certainly be an interesting development as well.
Certainly stink.
But yeah, if indeed the family's saying, well, let us have her, we'll take care of her, and then the state's saying, no, we're keeping her for 72 hours, and then they bill them, then that's outrageous, because they didn't consent to that at all. And how you can have a bill if there's no consent, that's just silly. But that would be the government for you. They do that sort of thing. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Good
Eric
evening,
in
gentlemen.
Michigan. Hey there.
All right.
What's on your mind,
sir? Well, you guys mentioned, you know, mandatory service for youngins like me, 19-year-olds, what have you. A couple
you're
of years
19.
Of service will straighten us out, you know?
How old are you? You're not
I'm 19.
19. Wow. Okay, you're a pretty bright guy for 19. Anyway,
thanks
go ahead.
A bunch. I think that's absolutely ridiculous, and I think it's very fascistic. I think the government's here to serve us and not vice versa.
Don't you want to help your community?
You know what? I do, but I'll do it individually. I'll do it at my own time.
Does that mean you'd go to jail if indeed they implemented this national service program? How would you resist?
Absolutely. I'd absolutely go to jail. There's no way I'm going to follow through on that. That's so fascistic. That's so much further down the line than we are right now. I mean, it's scary now, but that would just be so close to a fascist closed state. I don't want anything to do with
it. It's
that.
Not even that far. Chuck, oh gosh, is it Rangel? Chuck
yeah,
Rangel.
Chuck Rangel.
One of the Democrats in New York State introduces a national service bill every single year in Congress. And it's been shot down so far, but he seems to be making progress with it. And the more they decide they need more and more soldiers to invade more countries around the world, the more likely these government people are to vote yes on this. So it may not be that far off.
Well, you know what? I mean, they keep bringing that up, and I don't really think you want the draft. But at the same time, Vietnam went on for so long, you know, with the draft. I don't want to have to deal with that. I've got a couple more points to bring up. Can I come back?
We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRETActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Segal CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And also, don't forget to go and visit Toby on his website at freemindstv.com. In case you don't know, he is one of the two hosts
of Free Minds TV, a great little cable access show created right here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. But it's not just about Keene. In fact, it's not so much about Keene very much anymore.
Yeah, we've gotten more into the national issues and stuff as the show's progressed through us. It's morphing into what it morphs into. We're still not exactly sure about it.
Although I'm sure you guys are going to have Ms. Julia on here in the upcoming weeks.
Oh, I'm sure.
But nonetheless, it's a great show, and they do a great job, and it's all online for you to watch for free at freemindstv.com. In fact, you guys are now hosting Mark's television show as a podcast. So you've taken the time, this is out of your own time. This is your own time. Mark's not paying you for this, although I think he probably should.
We get the Free Minds TV plug.
That's true.
Because I get what out of doing my show?
I don't know. He's doing something nice for you. Anyway,
he's doing something nice.
They're putting Mark's television show up as an audio podcast now, and that's available through freemindstv.com, right?
Well, it will be within the next week. I have to do a little bit more work this weekend. But if people haven't seen Mark's show yet, it works just as well as a podcast. So he's gotten a lot better.
You don't get to see
his
funny faces.
Right. All I do is make faces at the camera. So,
I like it. I like it as a podcast, too, because I don't really have time to sit in front of a computer and watch a show. And
right.
So I was like, well, I kind of want to turn it into a podcast for just myself. And
very
while
cool.
I'm at it, other people might want to as
I'm
well,
sure
so.
Somebody wants to hear what's going on in Keene, New Hampshire. I don't know why other people do, but
maybe they're considering moving here.
People around the world listen to the podcast.
We need more people considering moving to Keene. There's a lot of people for the Free State Project, and we'll talk more about that in a little while. A lot of people are moving to Manchester. Not so much moving to Keene, so we need to encourage more people to get over here, because there's a lot going on here, a lot to be excited about. Anyway, we'll continue with the phone calls here and talk to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're back on Free Talk Live with some more thoughts.
Well, I told you guys I've been studying communism and Marxism recently.
Okay.
And I've been studying early Marxism specifically, and I've actually found a lot of parallels between Marxism, communism, and Ian's views.
How's that?
Okay. I've got a few points here. To begin with, you often say it'll be different in the free market system. Like if someone brings up a point and says, well, you know, the market isn't serving us right now, you'd say, well, it'd be different if we had a true free market, you know, in the true free market system. And this was used as an excuse by the commies of the USSR for years and years about how things couldn't be as good as they should be in communism because they still had to fight off the capitalists.
So you're saying that we both said things would be different.
It's kind of an out. In a way, it's explaining why the system is broken now, and it's because there's
two
still...
things.
You know,
I think that there are a lot of parallels in communism, the rise of communism, socialism, and the rise of what will be, freedom and liberty.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you can draw a lot of them. First off, there was no communist state that people could point to at that time, and so the communist philosophers could say, yes, things will be different.
Mm-hmm.
There really hasn't been, other than Iceland, which they'll pull up, but it's still debatable, and Somalia to some extent. There really isn't a completely stateless place in the world that has a bunch of people in it.
But that's okay. There doesn't have to be for us to make these arguments soundly, and that is because there are instances where the marketplace is handling something that normally people describe to government, like, trash collection. So there are instances where we can point to say, look, see, the marketplace does handle this better. Now let's let the marketplace handle other things.
Indeed. Also, specifically in Marxism, one of the main tenets is that you have to go through different stages to eventually reach a communism. Communism is, in other words, the end of the product of all different societies over time, the dialectic. And so you have to have capitalism because that helps to build up wealth, and then that wealth, once it's been turned into factories, buildings, what have you, is transferred over to the communist system, and the wealth is spread among the people.
No, that's the problem. It's where it goes wrong, though. It's where the wealth is just completely pissed away and destroyed. I mean, the factories, they don't understand how to turn out their products correctly if they don't actually have the marketplace sending them signals about what the consumers are actually demanding. And so that's why you ended up seeing, communism just, we've seen in history it fails. It's not because they implemented the system wrong. It's just because people need incentives to do things, and communism wipes those incentives out.
I'm not so sure that it's the incentives, but I would definitely agree that it's market pressures that help in defining prices. But I see some similarity in what you say, in that it's actually the government which has helped to bring about the middle class in the United States, and also the technologies that have come as a product of our governmental society, what have you. And this will transfer over into the anarchist non-state.
I don't think I said the government brings about the middle class. In fact, the government, the more intrusive it becomes in our lives, it eliminates the middle class and puts makes the divide between rich and poor wider and wider.
I disagree. The middle class started to develop after FDR's New Deal.
And
it's sort of developed by mass.
Well, I don't know that. Remember, before in the laissez-faire capitalist society, and remember that we started from something completely different than we would be starting from today. There was a merchant class, and that merchant class was largely middle class. The farmers, people that had large tracts of land, did blacksmithing work or some kind of trade in their off time. Those people would be considered middle class at the time. Middle class just means people that aren't at the very low end of the scale and aren't at the very high end of the scale.
It's true. Eric, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it as always. As we move to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with the Toby and Mark. Paula in Florida. Going once.
Hi, got some wonderful news for you.
Okay, now what's
they
that?
Just voted in Congress 377-46 for getting out of Iraq. The money's been cut off till next year, and Britain's pulling out 1,000 troops.
I hope that's true.
I hope
it's
true.
It just came. It just happened in the House.
Excellent.
Amazing. We'll check it out, and thanks for the call. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. She's been making some pretty outrageous claims recently, and I don't know if it would come through
our news systems, our way of finding these things.
You'd think Drudge would know about it, yeah.
But after her, you guys still are on the air, as she claimed radio would be taken off the air. So
she did claim
you are still on the air, so I'm not going to hold my breath for this one to come true.
Yeah, but check it out. I mean, she claims it happened. Maybe it just happened. Maybe the House met late, and it just happened at 9:30 Eastern time. Or maybe not. We'll find out, though. 800-259-9231, as we continue with the phone calls. Talk to Vince in Indianapolis. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live.
Vince. Hello, John. How are you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind, Vince?
Hey, I wonder. You're talking about a free state and the New Hampshire experiment, but I want to tell you something. You know, we all have, 50 states have mandatory insurance laws.
What's that?
I want to tell you something because I experienced this. When I was riding home on my bicycle, a lady that had no insurance in her driving, for her driving abilities or for her car, hit me from behind. And I'm going to tell you what, sir. I was hospitalized for 9 months, but I tell you what, I might as well have been the one that had no, because I was effectively being trying to be punished.
So
even though I had the insurance to cover
that, did you not have insurance to protect you from uninsured drivers?
Well, yes, I did on my car,
but not on you.
They wanted to call the shots.
The insurance company.
I'm a licensed accountant and a lawyer myself, but I had to hire another lawyer.
You don't have to have car insurance in New Hampshire.
Yeah, New Hampshire is maybe the only state that's like that.
You have to have car insurance.
What's that?
Your car is financed.
To finance it, but that's not a law.
Because you don't own the car.
Right.
There is mandatory insurance in all 50 states.
Not this one. Thanks for the call, Vince. Appreciate it, man. Good luck with your situation.
I wouldn't go without it.
Sounds like a mess. Oh, I wouldn't either. It's a great idea. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound, and the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com, that's blacklistedherb.com, or call 815-259-4552, that's 815-259-4552 for details.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the disease that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line. You, Ian, here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those on us, including the archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And I feel awful because we had Karen on the line in California, and I did not notice her name before I took another mail caller before her, and she unfortunately dropped off. So, Karen, if you want to call back, we'll definitely move you right up to the front of the queue. 800-259-9231. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, to Chris in Massachusetts. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Chris. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I would like to talk about an issue nobody's talking about right now.
Okay.
And that's a fact that the Supreme Court next week is meeting on whether Americans should have handguns or not, which is in the Second Amendment, and also whether to move execution into drug and sex crimes. So now they're talking about people with drug charges can be executed. Whether
really?
It's legal. Yes. This was barely mentioned in the news.
Yeah, I had heard something about them looking at the Washington, D.C. case, and that's what you referenced first, is Washington, D.C. passed a law against individuals owning firearms. It was appealed. I don't know if it was a district court. One of the lower courts turned over the law, and they said this is unconstitutional, Second Amendment, right to bear arms and all that, and then it's been appealed up to the Supreme Court. So now the Supreme Court will be deciding on the meaning of the Second Amendment as though it's somehow confusing. There is a chance that the Supreme Court could very well say it rule in favor of Washington, D.C., and basically tell the rest of the country that you don't have a right to own a firearm in America.
And what about execution and movement to drugs? I mean, how easy is it? I mean, you hear about these policemen planting cocaine on these black men and framing them.
Sure.
And it's all the time. Now they can plant it on them and have them murdered. I don't know. I mean, when should I leave America? I mean, how close are we to fleeing our own country over these rules?
It's disgusting, and it's really frightening. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I honestly had not heard about that quite yet. I don't know if it's quite time to flee America. I think what the time is to join the Free State Project, as we have done, and move to New Hampshire and make a stand for liberty, because we're all the people that believe in freedom in this country are too few and far between. They're too divided, and I think we could really
realize martial law will have to be implemented in house searches to get rid of the guns. They're going to, I mean, to do something like that, you would have to search every house in America.
You sure would.
You'd have to search many people that I've talked to.
And I hope that if it came to that back 2 years ago, back after Katrina in New Orleans, where they sent cops around to confiscate people's guns, there was one guy that they showed on television because the news cameras happened to be there. He was a lawyer, and he was yelling out his front door, "You try to come up here, and I'll shoot you." And they didn't try to confiscate his guns on that particular day. And I just hope that more gun owners in America take that particular tact instead of trying to be good little citizens and turn in their guns. I hope that they tell the cops that, look, you come and try to take my weapons, and you'll get them lead first.
What about execution moving to other realms? What's that speak about?
Now, something I've just pulled up and looking at this, what I see the U.S. Supreme Court is looking at is a hearing appeal on the lethal injection, whether that's cruel or unusual punishment. Is that what you're referring to? Or are you referring
no,
to...
No, they're talking about exit. They're going to meet. They said the Supreme... This is what Fox News said. I mean, they told me, this is on Lou Dobbs last night, that they're going to... Not only are they going to start arguing about whether the Second Amendment is legal or not, they're going to argue whether all gun crimes, anybody charged with gun crimes, is going to be put on the sex offender registry, which is eventually going to move to all crimes, if you ask me.
Well, they're already doing that in some states. In some states, there's a drug offender registry.
Yeah, they were talking about that, too. And Supreme Court is going to rule on these to whether to make them legal across the board or not.
So what is the case that—do you know what the case is that they're referring to with the executions for drug crimes? What is the case
there? Yeah, they want to execute for a certain amount of drugs. If you have in your house, you will be up for execution, and sex crimes. Pretty much what you're saying is a wife doesn't have to hire somebody to kill her husband anymore or boyfriend. She can just claim she's raped and he'll be put up to get killed, which I think...
Yeah, I think that I don't think anybody needs to be executed. I think we need to stop executions in this country because there have been way too many people that have been executed that it turns out...
30% are innocent.
Yep, it turns out they didn't do the crime and now they're dead. And so we don't know how many people they've killed that actually have been innocent. There's no way to find that out after the fact in many cases.
Who are you supporting for president, by the way?
Ron Paul.
Exactly, thank you.
Yep, there you go. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. 800-259-9231. If it's true, it is outrageous what he's saying.
I don't know. I'm not. Every time I type it into Google, and what I get is a lot of these U.S. Supreme Court recently, within the past few days, has agreed to hear these cases on lethal injection through drugs. So you type in drugs, and you get lethal injection. That's
maybe
what their big thing is, and it looks like in the headlines like it could be misinforming. If it is true that's where we're going in the direction of possibly using the death penalty in drug cases. Wow.
That would be really frightening. And it's possible he misinterpreted, or maybe the Fox News reporter misinterpreted or whatever. You know, there might have been miscommunication there. But nonetheless, I'm sure if that actually comes down. Right now, they're just looking at the cases. And when the Supreme Court comes out with its decisions, we'll know more about how that will apply or not. 800-259-9231 as we continue with the calls to Gene in Tennessee. The Christian anarchist is on the line on the Amp line. Hello.
Well, as a side, it's pretty obvious how the Supreme Court's going to rule on the Second Amendment. They'll go by the plain wording of the amendment and say that it's obvious that it's the short sleeve amendment. It's the amendment that allows you to bear your arms.
Of course, that's what they always do.
Yeah, so that's the way the Supreme Court will rule, I'm sure.
Are you being facetious?
Yes.
I detect a little bit of facetiousness.
No. Anyway, income taxes.
Yes.
Website is gimmeliberty.org, and they were shut down for quite a while because the DOJ said they couldn't put anything on their website. Now they're back. Their website's back. So
okay, that's good to know.
Anybody wants to, they can go back to gimmeliberty.org, and the reason they're back is kind of vague. I don't really know.
Well, this is the We the People Foundation that's currently involved in a lawsuit against the federal government, attempting to get them to determine what the First Amendment means, at least the portion of the First Amendment about the right to petition the government, because so far the government has said, yeah, you have a right to petition us, but we don't have to give you any answers.
And
so,
the other petition on the income tax. I'm actually one of the named plaintiffs on that that petition, one of the 16,000 or whatever it is.
And that's where people like you, Gene, have said that, you know what, we don't feel like we should have to pay these taxes until you answer our questions, you
right.
being the government.
But there was an income tax case in Las Vegas that resulted in 161 failures to convict on income tax charges, conspiracy charges, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, we talked about that. In that case, the gentleman was paying his employees in gold and silver. And obviously, there's no provision within the IRS as to how you're supposed to pay taxes if you're paying in gold and silver. And
was a heck of a slap in the face for the IRS to go 160 to zero.
Yep.
So they were a big failure. They don't know if they're going to recharge these people. I suspect that they're going to tuck their tail between their legs and just go on.
In that particular case, the person agreed to pay the taxes, but they didn't understand the rules.
That was the mother of the one of the guys, yes. But four defendants, no, those were the acquitted. There were two other defendants, no, five. Five of them before trial took a guilty plea.
Ooh,
so
bummer.
These poor saps took their deal, you know, they listened to their lawyer, and the lawyer said, take a deal, this is the best I can do for you. You're
yep.
not going to have to do it. You're in jail, yada, yada, yada. And then these other guys said, well, the heck with you, we're fighting it, and they got their scot-free. Now, of course, the IRS is still going to, more than likely, they're still going to take their money, take their property. You know, that just because you win at the criminal trial doesn't mean that the IRS is going to roll over and play dead. They're
gonna, absolutely.
They're going to mess with you until all hell freezes.
Nonetheless, though, it is certainly a positive development.
Oh, and
nice
the comments on the LVRJ website, that's the Las Vegas Review Journal, LVRJ.com, mm-hmm. and they only did one article on it. And if you go, there's 37 reader comments. A whole bunch of them are talking about Ron Paul for president.
Fantastic. And that's what we need to get rid of the IRS. Gene, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can take control even in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at our store, store.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live branded merchandise and some other products, and we give away the bumper stickers. Get all the details and place your order, store.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, Sam in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Sam, what's on your mind?
MC Dunst that called in earlier, he used a lot of collectivist terms. Ian, I think you let him slide on some of those, and one of the things that he fell back on.
He would have never had a chance to talk.
Yeah,
yeah, it really was. And there's a huge delay, too, so that makes it really difficult as well. But one of the things he fell back on was his master's in economics. And I want to tell you about a friend of mine. It's kind of in a similar situation, except this guy, he's got a law degree from an Ivy League school. He specializes in tax. He's a CPA, and he also has a PhD in economics from another very well-known university.
Okay.
For work, he runs money for a hedge fund. And to give you an idea, the last bet that he placed was $250 million on a company over in Europe. So very, very smart guy, speaks five languages. I could just go on and on about him. One of the things, a couple months ago, I talked to him about taking a pretty good chunk of money and buying gold with it back when it was $680 an ounce. And,
what is it today?
I think it's $750.
Okay.
I'm not sure, though. I don't follow it that far.
It's gone a little bit down today, but call it $735.
All right. Yeah. So, but his immediate comment, and you know, I asked him because this is what he does for a living, and he's obviously pretty good at it if that's the kind of responsibility he's got. And he said, you know, gold is really a store of value. You can typically do better with other investments, and you can make 10 to 15% on your money, is what he said. And then he goes, you know, inflation is 3%. And I stopped him right there, and I said, wait a minute. You think inflation is only 3%?
Those are the government numbers.
What about inflationary spending? And he made the point that, well, the stock market will rise to account for that, as it's kind of doing now. I didn't really know what to say. We kind of discussed it some more, but eventually what he said was, you should go take an economics class, like a basic economics class, meaning shut up, dummy, and go away. I'm the smart one here. So I just kind of left it there. But I think that just goes to show you that
what I was really questioning is the soundness of his economic policy, and, you know, does it really work out and make sense based on what we're seeing today and based on what the government's doing with our currency?
And you asked some good questions. In fact, in his answer about the stock market scaling up, well, he's right. That's why the stock market has gone up so high in recent times. It's because it's scaling up to inflation. And it's just that when it finally crashes, then, well, it's going to hurt a lot of people. And as far as an economics lesson is concerned, perhaps you should actually take a lesson in economics. I have not read it myself yet, but it's on my list of things to read. It's been highly recommended. It's called Economics in One Lesson. I believe it's Henry Hazlitt. I'm not positive on the author there, but one to look into.
From his what he's taught what an investment is versus what a store of value is, is this. An investment is you're investing in someone else's work, and so you're benefiting, you're giving them money, you're an investor, and they put in the work, and they're investing with their labor, and then you reap some benefit in the long run as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas gold is not an investment in the sense that these guys are taught, because, you know, it's a store of value, like your home. Your home's not really an investment either.
No.
Because unless you put the work in, your home's simply
even then
a store of value and a place to live.
But it's not as good as gold, your home, because even if you put the work in, you're getting a better deal as far as increasing the value of the home, but there's no guarantee the value will increase.
There's no guarantee that it's going to increase in a certain time frame either.
There's not a guarantee, but if they continue to inflate the money supply, gold does tend to keep up with that.
And so does real estate.
The value of your home is...
But there was a time when gold sucked, too.
Well, but the value of your home is really dependent on all the fiddling that the Fed does with the market.
That much is true.
By raising and lowering interest rates.
You're in. You have that problem. But when the Fed messes with the interest rate and makes whatever particular industry look very lucrative at the time, it puts commodities like gold and silver on the back burner. So, you know, it's a store of value. Sometimes it does very well, just like homes. Sometimes they do very well.
Right. Don't put money into the stock market if you're looking to store value. That's speculation. Whereas gold, it is indeed a store of value. It may fluctuate up and down a bit, but you can always utilize it in the event of some sort of catastrophe. You can use that gold to purchase products and services, and then at that point it'll be very worthwhile.
Right. Very difficult to use your home
or a stock.
Right. To exchange for goods and services.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, my takeaway on the talk that we had was this. If he's making 12 to 15% on his clients, and the government inflation figure is 3%, and the currency inflation figure is around 10%, that means he's breaking even to making maybe 2%, which is kind of an eye-opener for me.
There you go. Sam, any other thoughts?
That's it.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to Joe in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Joe?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just listened to the Saturday Night Show, and you guys are talking about the drinking laws and the Santa Peel and how if they would just lighten up a little bit that people wouldn't drink so much.
Well, I don't know if it's that people wouldn't drink so much. It's just that people may drink in a more responsible manner. If we didn't have all these silly
laws. Learn how to, they'll learn how to basically control themselves, curb themselves, and it won't be this hugely amazing thing, you know. They finally get around to drinking or whatever when they're away from their parents.
Absolutely. And, how do you feel about it?
Well, I just wanted to relate it to the sex education nonsense where you guys were talking about, you know, if alcohol is such a good thing, you know, and they keep it around and they continue to sell it and everything, but then they disallow the kids to have it. It's the same idea with the sex education. You know, if people know about sex, they can't turn on a television show, MTV or anything, without having sex shoved in their face, you know, and so you try to prevent them from not having sex, and now all of a sudden that's a forbidden fruit and people become irresponsible about that, and we end up,
you're right.
You know, and then you disallow abortion, and then it's this endless cycle of people just being, you know, irresponsible and then having no way out and no way to control themselves.
You know what, you're totally right. We haven't talked very much about this, but I think you're onto something. I mean, sex is so glamorized in society and popular culture. Sex, it sells. It's sexy. People won't pay attention to it. And it is, you know, it is looked on as something that it is desirable. But at the same time, the message that's coming from parents is that, well, don't do it. Stay away from it. And once again, it's just that just say no mentality that just, it doesn't work when it comes to kids. You have to educate kids. You have to teach them how to be safe. You have to presume they're going to fool around. And if indeed they're going to fool around, once again, harm reduction. Let's keep kids safe. Let's prevent them from getting the STDs and all of that. Now, on the same hand, on the same side of the coin or the other side, I understand there are parents out there that are very, very religious. They don't like the idea of their kids coming in contact with this information. And I would never deem to shove it down their throats, which is why the government school system is such a bad idea, because it allows people who want sex education to impose their sex education on parents who don't want the sex education, or vice versa. It allows the parents who don't want sex education to impose their abstinence program on the kids that should have, by their parents' desires, have the sex education. And it's just a mess.
Well, now you're getting into public schools teaching, you know, sex when they can't even teach, you know, civic policy and then history or any of those things, you know. So, yeah,
absolutely.
I definitely agree with you. It's not.
What was it like for you growing up, Joe? How did your parents handle the whole sex thing?
My parents, they kind of touched on it. I know my dad did anyway. My mom used to make jokes about it all the time, and I don't know if that was as helpful as you know. I do remember going through, even in fourth grade, we saw sex education films, and it was, you know, everybody was all like, boobies, Peters, you know, it was like the big funny joke, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I would say that to some extent that was helpful, but I know that my dad, you know, probably did, you know, he was probably the most beneficial for me knowing about it. He always used to relate the way his dad taught it to him, which was
so it wasn't forbidden.
Keep your pecker in your pants, you know, or wear a rubber and all those things.
Right.
You know?
So it wasn't forbidden. It wasn't a forbidden topic for you then.
Not at all.
That's a good thing. And thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Toby, how about you? Growing up, what was it like at home?
I grew up on a farm, so sex is an everyday part of thing. It's nothing glamorous. It's just a part of life.
Right. You got to see it happen as you were a kid.
It definitely wasn't glamorous.
Not with mom and dad, but with the cows or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Pretty open topic.
Same thing.
Oh, that's right. You lived on a farm, too.
Yeah.
I didn't. And they didn't tell me anything. They didn't tell me much of anything about sex. And so I learned it from porn, which isn't how you want to learn about sex. And anyway, more on the way tomorrow night. We'll see you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.